Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our rugby correspondent, Alec McDonald. You're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. A weekend that has been good for both North West sides. A victory for City O'Derry against Clonmel yesterday. 12-5 was the score. And, well, Oma, they ran out 33-19 winners against Middleton, scoring five tries. But first of all, we'll touch on the Derry City performance. A really good, gutsy performance in the second half. They had to work really hard in the last 20 to ensure of that victory.
Yeah, I mean, it was Clonmel. I mean, I have to say the conditions were atrocious. I mean, the rain was pretty heavy, but the underfoot conditions were not good. Obviously, the ball was very slippy, but having said that, most people walking away were pleased with the result, but generally speaking, it was a very good game of rugby. Some great handling, and you have to say that Clonmel contributed greatly to that. They're a young-looking side, but who've only come up this year to this league. But I tell you, give another few months, and I think they'll pose a lot of questions, especially when the weather gets a bit drier, because they move the ball very, very well. They scored early on after about 6 minutes, and that was the score at half-time. They really give Derry a real Christmas box, because their centre was over the line again about the 25-minute mark. As he dived over the line, he dropped the ball. Now, that could well have been 12-0 to Clonmel, and maybe a different scenario for Derry. But as it turned out, 5-0 down, then they managed to get equalised at 5-all. And then a very good break by fullback Simon Logue, and that led to wee Ricky, the wee Dutch scrum half, getting over at the post, converted. So 12 points to 5. And as you say, it was a bit of the Alamo in the last 10 minutes. Clonmel were up, from a line out, they drove to the line, right over the post, but they just could not get over the line. Some massive tackles and defence from Derry kept them out. They eventually forced a scrum with about a minute to go on the right-hand corner, 5 metres out. The scrum was reset about 3-4 times, because they had actually got the edge on Derry most of the scrums during the game. And was the scrum going down, and you almost felt that the referee was saying, if this goes down again, I'm going under the post. As we know, that would have been a penalty try, 12-all. But fair play to Derry, they held it up, and Clonmel had to open the ball wide, and their centre dropped the ball, so there was great jubilation. The referee blew for full time, and that was it. But a hard-earned 4 points, but nevertheless, that's the difference between, you know, being lying now in fifth position, or maybe being lying in tenth position, because those 4 points yesterday were very, very important to climb up the table.
When we look at Oma, we indicated they're just a point ahead of City of Derry. They had a good away victory yesterday, as we said. Five tries, 33-19 against Middleton. Good performance
they obviously, I know I was up at Oma the week before, and I know that the coaches and the players were very unhappy with their performance. That was the second defeat they'd had in a row, something that doesn't normally happen to them at all. And obviously, there was a lot of soul searching with Don, and to go down to Tullamore, no, big journey for either Derry or Oma going that distance. And the game was really over at half time. I mean, it was the final score, as you said, was 33-19, but it was 28-7 at half time. So they'd already got their bonus try, and possibly in the second half, maybe relaxed a bit. But nevertheless, they've got five tries, so that takes them now up to fourth place with 12 points, and Derry now lying at fifth with 7 points. The other game of interest to some of the listeners would have been in Division 2A, Rennie, who have jumped up 2 divisions in 2 years. They continued their fourth win out of 5. They beat Cashel by 18 points to 15. They're lying second in that league. Tremendous performance. I'm led to believe now, from people who have seen them, that they are a super side, and very good to see them going so well. But again, Derry and Oma next week have games. Then they have a break of a week, so it's important. Oma are home and Derry are away to Tullamore, and it's important that that they get something out of that game as well. And because the closer it comes to Christmas, there's only 2 more games left, and with the Christmas break and no games for about 3 or 4 weeks, you don't want to be consistently looking at the league table and see yourself in the bottom 4, because psychologically it doesn't do you any good.
In Championship 3, Letterkenny had a good home victory against Silver Service, ran out 5 tries, 32-5 was the score there. They're up to 3rd in Championship 3, but a disappointing defeat for Strabane at home yesterday against Monaghan. It ended there 17-3. Surprising defeat at home for Strabane, but what a performance by Letterkenny.
Yeah, good performance. I mean, up to 3rd, that's the highest they've been in that division now for, I would think, it's 2 seasons at least. you know, last year they were struggling a bit and never really got up to that sort of top three. Against civil service, good result. And the main thing is scoring five tries, which is good because it's they're obviously, their young backs are now starting to gel together and running in the scores. Strabane have been very disappointed after their start to lose to Monaghan. But as I said before, Monaghan are a very useful side. And, they're a big pack. And with the conditions yesterday being very, very heavy and the rain, it probably suited them. And, big lumbering packs love the ground when it's wet and the ball doesn't move around. Interesting, just in 2 weeks' time, I think it's the first round of the Gordon West Cup, and that should be a real good game at Strabane. Strabane, and believe it or not, in the first round, are home to Letterkenny, so that'll be very much a battle there between those two sides, because the Gordon West Cup, is a competition which Championship 3 sides love to get, because the final's always played at Ravenhill or the Kingspan, so it's a really big day out for players and an opportunity of a lifetime to play there.
In Northwest Derby to look forward to. In the Regional West, well, defeat for Ballyshannon at home to City of Derry, and also Strabane travelled up to Donegal Town and came away with a 3-point victory in the end, up 5-8 it ended there. 11-31 was the score for Ballyshannon against City of Derry. So look, each team beating each other, I think, is the way the Regional West is going, Alec.
Sometimes teams can't field sides, but I mean, yesterday, great to see great to see that those two games were played yesterday, because obviously the conditions overall were very, very poor, sometimes clubs, if they've only one pitch, have to be very careful. If they're two teams, they don't want to destroy the pitch for the following week. But good to see both of them playing. But as you say, that league sort of, I think somebody's played seven games and somebody's played four. There's a bit of a in between in that one, and I mean they're not much between the top and the bottom, and everything to play for. But I mean, that it's good that competition contains, because there's a lot of people getting rugby there who normally wouldn't.
And finally, on the Pro 14, as we look at a cracking game last night, Munster against Ulster. It ended 22-16 in favour of Munster, but Leinster had a real commanding victory against Connacht, 42-11, seven tries scored. It was basically over at half time, Connacht against Leinster.
It was. I watched that game on Friday night. I mean, Leinster just. They're again this year, especially in the Pro 14, they're going to prove very, very difficult. There's a break now, of course. We have the Champions Cup starting next week, and they're away to the Scarlets in that one. Ulster, they travel to Bath. So it's going to be interesting just to see. Obviously, all the provinces now will be bringing back their international players who had a rest after coming back from Japan. Be interesting to see how the likes of Johnny Sexton performs and a few of the other players, who along with the team were disappointing, and really I think from Sexton and a few other big players' point of view, Henderson and all that, the big players didn't really stand up in Japan, and that's an unfortunate thing. But there's a new coach coming in, and hopefully they'll raise their game come the Six Nations. But certainly there'll be a lot to play for the next Friday, Saturday and Sunday in that first game in the Champions Cup. But as I said, Leinster were just absolutely too good. The Munster Ulster game was a super game. I mean, Munster at one stage led at 17-6, but Ulster came back through Rob Harrington and gone right back and then took a 1-point lead. John Cooney, who had a super game, kicking everything that he could get, and he put them in the lead. But Andrew Conway, the much underrated winger, he took an inside pass from the Blendell, the Munster out half. I have to say, two pretty weak tackles from Ulster, Thaddeus especially. I couldn't believe he just fell off him. And Conway then put on the burners, and from 40 metres out, sailed in under the post, converted. Ulster have been disappointed in that, and I think a lot of Ulster players will be disappointed, because Thaddeus tackle, and I can't remember who the other person was, they really should at least have stopped him. And you can't afford to do that. And having got themselves into a winning position, it's very, very annoying when that happens. But that's the way it goes. Conway has done this so many times. He's a real opportunist, and I like to think that he'll now get a chance in that Irish team in the Six Nations.